Well, though the Midwest Crop Tour is going through seven different states, two of the biggest states that people really want answers for is what's happening in Illinois and in Iowa. And the biggest concern seems to be maturity. With late planting and cooler than normal temperatures, crop development is well behind the norm, and that is a point of contention, according to agronomist Nick Hansen.
A lot of our corn's in that milk to dough stage, and it's going to take another 30 to 45 days to finish this crop out. Soybeans, we've got a mixed bag of stage of crop. We're anywhere from just beginning to set pods to R5. And so really the take home there is we really need to go frost free through the month of September in order to make this crop.
And in sampling fields, especially across western Iowa, scouts did find that it's getting a bit dry.
We're really starting to get into some drought stress. Maybe not quite to the extreme yet that we experienced at this date in 2012. However, with the stage of the crop in relationship to last year, we're pretty similar. And so we're going to need some rain, and we're also going to need that heat to finish crop out. So we really need some pieces to come together in order to maintain the current expectations.
And USDA's chief meteorologist Brad Rippey agrees. He said it might be hard to fathom after all the rains we had in the spring and early summer months, but it is getting to be dry and the drought areas are expanding.
We have seen U.S. corn production area in drought edging up over the last 6 weeks from 17% to 25%. And we've seen, of course, the return of drought to parts of the Western Corn Belt leading that surge. Soybeans in drought have also increased over the last 6 weeks from 8% to 16%.
Meanwhile, our prices have been declining, and that includes dairy prices as well, with block cheese down 2.25 to 164¾ cents per pound, barrels down to 163¾ cents per pound, and double A butter at $1.37. Class 3 prices, August now down to $17.91. September drops 13 cents to $17.04. November down 4 cents to $17.21, while December is up 6 cents to $16.80. Board of Trade, lower prices. September corn off 10.5, 487¾ cents per bushel. December now at 464½ cents. Our soybeans, September off 11 cents at 13.23½ cents per bushel. November down to 12.88. And your wheat for September off 8¼ at 6.30¼ cents per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 78 to 90, a top of 94. Most of the slaughter cows, 61 to 77. As far as the slaughter bulls, 80 to 98, a top at 104. Replacement bull calves, 50 to 160. Heifer calves, 60 to 140. And the barrels and gilts, 60 to 72. As far as the feeder lambs, 105 and down. Market lambs, 114 and down. And that is your lowdown on agricultural prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.